You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Morena, Dan, how are you?
Kia ora, Rachel. Good morning. I'm great. How are you?
I'm really good. We're chatting to you in your role as Festival Director for the Dock Edge Festival, which is really exciting because you've just announced some of the films we're going to be able to see, and also you're bringing it online this year, which is, you know, obviously something we have to do to deal with coronavirus. How has this experience been for you, putting this festival online? It must be a bit of a challenge.
It has been a challenge, and we are delighted to launch the festival today. So the whole program is out there as of 6 o'clock this morning. It has been a very busy couple of months for us since the decision was made to go ahead with an online festival. And our dedicated team, a small dedicated team of people working on this with us, you know, we were thinking how to make it really to bring the festival experience, the one that people in Auckland and Wellington are familiar with, to the online environment. And that was the key part, because it's one thing to put films online and ask people to watch them whenever they like. Another thing is to schedule, have the scheduled screenings, have the question and answers after the films, and have the audience engagement. And that's what we were so lucky to be able to do with the help of our new partners like Chorus and Shift 72.
So it is kind of special because it's not like tuning into a streaming service or anything. You are sort of showing up to a screening with a whole bunch of other people watching it at the same time. And as you're saying, we get these wonderful Q&A sessions. What are some of the titles that you're really excited about, Dan?
Oh my God, there's so many of them. There are 83 films in this. So I don't know where to start even. But just before I mention a couple of titles, I just want to emphasize the fact that you're watching it at home.
Yeah.
So you're buying one ticket, but you can watch it with your family and friends. The whole idea is to bring the community together, together, and to engage with the content and with the filmmakers. And just another point on the filmmakers, because it's so important. So many of them lost the opportunity to premiere their film. So many film festivals being cancelled. So supporting the filmmakers is so important.
Totally.
Look, some of the titles, we are opening the festival with a film called A Thousand Cuts, and it's straight from Sundance. It's Ramona Diaz's film about a very courageous journalist in the Philippines, and Maria Risa, who is fighting President Duterte and his corrupt regime. So one of the films looking into kind of very fearless, courageous people who are fighting the system, if you like.
Yeah.
But there are also, you know, alongside the serious and topics, there's more pop culture films and more entertaining films like Mr. Toilet.
Now, what is Mr. Toilet? This name did stick out to me when I was reading the list. What is this about?
This one is about a really cheeky guy, an entrepreneur from Singapore, who actually on a mission to clean up India and bring millions of toilets across countries, especially India, that don't have toilets, and the sanitary improvement in those regions. And it's amazing how many regions across the world don't have access to toilets. So while it's a very serious topic, he's doing it with such humor. He's such a quirky character. And it's a delightful. He's the world's number two hero, we call him.
That is a terrible joke, but I appreciate it very much, Dan. That's kind of what like film festivals like the Dock Edge are good for, though, is you find these films and these documentaries that you might not ever stumble across otherwise. And being able to watch it at home with your family as well, it's going to be a really different experience, but I think quite a lovely one for a lot of people. I'm really interested in the schools program that you've got on here too. Can you tell us a little bit about that, Dan?
Sure, that has been going on for 3-4 years now, and we are bringing it online as well. So this provides a selection of films from the festival this year to be free for schools online. It's a separate platform than the festival one, but the teachers and schools can access it and watch films, have the Q&As with the filmmakers as well, and we provide educational kits to do the prep work before watching and after watching the films. It's a delightful program that provide, you know, really bringing together the school kids with the documentary films that we offer.
And how can people get tickets for this, Dan, and when does it start?
The festival itself starts on the 12th of June, and it will run for 24 days across, obviously, New Zealand. This is, again, the first time we're across the country. One from the far north to the far south can watch those films.
That's exciting.
You get tickets via Event Finder. So if you go to our website, docage.nz, you can explore the whole program and get your tickets. And again, one ticket can have multiple viewers. And also you'll have a period where you can, obviously, if you missed the session, mm-hmm. bought the ticket for you, there is a window of 36 hours that you can access the film. And
cool. That's great, actually. That's really, really great. So jump on the website to get those. This is really exciting, Dan, and a really good way of dealing with a strange time indeed. I'm looking forward to seeing some of these films coming to the Dock Edge Festival. Thank you so much for chatting to us this morning.
Thank you, Rachel, and look forward to seeing you online.
See you online.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.